Hey, this is Craig Ferentino of Craig James Financial. Get ready for another financial report right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
Discussions in this show are for educational purposes only. The views and opinions expressed are based on current economic and market conditions and are subject to change. Securities and advisory services offered through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Craig James Financial Services and United Planners are not affiliated. United Planners and its representatives do not offer tax or legal advice.
And let's not forget the website, folks, craigjamesfinancial.com. It's not only great information on that site, but also you log on, pre-register for all the great webinars and events that have come our way, including the debut of Let's Talk, the new one by Mr. Ferentino and the great Craig James, down with a decent finish yesterday, 22, at least they're in the green there, up 22 points. Right now, down 86, and there'll be some certain fears, I would think, on Wall Street with all that's happening in the Middle East, especially last night with the retaliatory strike, Israel and Iran. Who knows if that sets some negativity in a very big way off, but we'll be closely watching as we welcome in Mr. Craig Ferentino from the great Craig James Financial Services. Located right in the heart of Melville off Broad Hollow Road, and a very good morning to you, sir.
Very good morning to you, Jay. Yes, that's correct. You know, we had one of the indicators is positive, the others were slightly negative. So there you go. I mean, the S&P posted a daily decline. That's your 500 stocks. The Dow did gain a modest 22-25 points that you were talking about. So technology sector has been lagging, if you notice, on these markets. And that can be for a lot of things. You know, China actually just announced, we talk about the cybersecurity, once a month cybersecurity, how to protect your online identity. It's a class I offered. Well, China just went and banned WhatsApp, Signal, and Telegram from any iPhone sold in China. So Apple, a U.S. company, complied with that order. Very interesting right there. So Apple still wants to sell in China, and they're going to take orders. Don't forget, a lot of their manufacturing is done in China, so it's important that they listen to the Chinese government there. But they're between a rock and a hard place on Apple's part. But we need some, we need some leadership at some point, Jay, and some of these companies here that I guess people were in China were talking about, I guess, maybe how bad communism was, and they were talking to each other on an encrypted app, and then next thing you know, they got jammed. So that may affect Apple's sales going forward. We'll see how that looks in terms of Apple. And although they also noticeably stayed out of the AI business. So very interesting how Apple's handling everything here. They're not going with the artificial intelligence. Maybe that also is a threat to the Chinese government. I don't know. It's just one of those things. But we see jobless claims remain low. We had initial jobless claims were at 212,000. The expectations are 215,000. Not much of a difference, really, there, Jay. So, well below the 20-year average of 318,000. So, really showing the strength in the labor market. And it's nothing really happening as we're going into this Passover weekend, the happy Passover. But next week, we're going to see a very busy economic week with first quarter GDP will come in next week on the 25th of April. And we're also looking for a 2% quarter over quarter on an annual basis. But last quarter's over year, it was 3.4%. So we're really trying to slow the economy down. Let's see how that works. I'm not sure if that's going to work. People, housing sales, we're seeing mortgages, Jay, around the 7% here, 7.2, 7.3.
7.1 now, yeah.
And going up. So I think that that's really slowing up house sales. As the first one, there's not a lot of supply out there. Number two, then once there is supply, not a lot of people getting mortgages, so it's preventing people from actually financing. And the average cost of a home keeps going up, of course.
Yeah, you got bidding wars and everything else. I tell you, it's just an absolute mess right now, the housing market.
Yes, I think that's affecting, you know, sadly that's affecting the younger people coming through the economy here. They graduated college, they worked hard, and then next thing you know, they're trying to have, you know, a house on Long Island. And it's just been very, very difficult. So a very interesting situation for a lot of those that are in that situation, because it's tough on us financial advisors to try and to, you know, you're trying to squeeze a rock and to get some more water out of it, you know, and it's a little hard to do. So the numbers are the numbers there. And that's why we're seeing there's a large portion of the population, an interesting article, which will affect the economy in the future. Something 19% of the males, 19.6% of the males from ages 25 to 34, Jay, are living at home. Now, that 25 to 34 is a typical time when people would get married, but almost a one in five males is living still in their house. And females, it's like around 13% of the females in the same age group are still, they went back home to live between the ages of 25 and 34. So that's showing you something about the economy. It's also showing you that a lot of people aren't getting married, and of course they're not having children, which is also a situation that's some of the lowest levels in our history being recorded right now. So, and a lot of that has to do with the economy, and that's just basically what they're saying here. And unless we talk about this every day, we talk about the market. It seems like the markets are okay. We have this big, we have the counterstrike by Israel. This could be, it seems like it was very limited, but, you know, it could be, this thing could escalate right now. But I think that there's just a lethargy on where people think the economy is going. And there's a lethargy into the real, to keeping either keep the prices have to come down or wages have to go up, one of the two. And either idea is a bad idea for how the economy is going to go in the future. So we're going to see how this plays out on Friday as we're going into a quiet weekend here, Jay.
Yeah, there's a lot of moving parts, my friend, right now, and all eyes on that Middle East. As far as reaction and everything else, we know that certainly the reverberations could be felt even as Wall Street conducts its business throughout the day. So I know we will be watching. Well done with everything. Congratulations on the launch. And we'll see what next week brings. We'll watch today as far as all that closes at around 4 this afternoon. They're keeping a very close eye around the world. You have a fantastic weekend, Mr. Ferrantino. We can't thank you enough.
Thank you, Jay. Happy Passover to you and all your listeners, my friend.
Indeed.